McPoland teachers in kindergarten through second grade had training last summer on the program called Foundations. Academic coach Julie Hastings is coordinating the pilot. She says the final assessment will be done by the Park City Ed Foundation this spring.
Can we implement it with teachers feeling successful, feeling that they have all their needs met, and can we follow through and sustain this? So that was a key component of doing the pilot this year, was is this something that we can truly use with success, with little resistance, and it makes a difference in how teachers feel? But then also on the flip side of that, obviously, is this right for kids and is this the right thing to do? Will we see growth and achievement in students with reading?
According to school board member Petra Butler, the condition is often relatively easy to identify.
I like to see testing for some of the students that we see that are struggling to make sure that these interventions are going to be working for these students, because not one intervention works for all students. And so if it doesn't, what's our plan for those that this doesn't seem to be helping? What other areas can we look at?
The district goal is to have 90% of students reading at grade level by the third grade. This new plan, Butler says, will help reach that objective. Board member J.J. Ehlers says they're not ready to implement the program in all Park City's elementary schools.
I think we have to really see the cost proposal for that. The presentation yesterday didn't include cost and what it would take to actually roll it out. So we have tasked the superintendent to come up with an implementation plan to roll it out, and then we can make a decision based on that.
The program has potential to impact all kids who struggle with reading.
All students, not just dyslexic students. It helps with phonemic awareness. So even kids that might even be slightly struggling with reading, it will improve their reading scores.
Hastings says implementing a new program like this is time-consuming, and she appreciates the teachers at McPoland for their commitment and enthusiasm.
They're seeing really great success in their classroom with student confidence and with reading. They're happy, and they feel supported, and they feel like this is the right thing for their students. And so it's really nice to see that even though they're having to use a lot of their time and energy to figure this out, they're happy to do it.
The board wants to see a detailed implementation plan for each of the elementary schools in the next month. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.